It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Nightside Project.
You know what you are?
What?
You're difficult. Really difficult.
You.
You're a difficult man.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition spring season.
This is why I could never be a teacher. This is hard stuff.
Yeah, that and you barely graduated college.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Hey, Alex.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You know, I had yet again this conversation today at work where, you know, I don't even have the budget to travel right now.
No one does.
So that hasn't changed. But I wasn't thinking about it before. Now that I couldn't travel even if I had the money, now I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
So let's do another vacation club. I don't know what else to do but talk this out. This is our talk therapy. This is our talk therapy what this is.
And more importantly, the vacation club is also it's given us some hope. You know, if you're thinking about going back out, hanging out, you know, in the Caribbean, it's all part of the vacation club.
The places you want to go and how to get there. It's the Nightside Vacation Club. Get a free night stay, but you have to stay for the whole presentation.
All right, Alex, I want your reaction to this headline.
Oh, let's hear it.
RV rentals increase 650% as coronavirus changes how Americans vacation.
Yeah, not surprised. Not surprised at all. Not surprised at all. I'll tell you why. Okay, so my neighbor he's in the RV business. And he's like, we can't keep him on the lot. And people are dying. They're like you, man. They're dying to get out of town. My sister's family, they just acquired a new RV, all right? And they went out immediately. All the campgrounds, here's the other thing. All the campgrounds with hookups and everything, all booked. There's not one. I mean, it's crazy.
It's bonkers.
So,
it's super bonkers.
It's one of those things that I think that we can.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, though.
I just had a heart arrhythmia. You know why?
Why?
I just got for like only the second time and the first time in like 3 weeks. The Healthy Together app sent me a notification, and it said you have a notification from Healthy Together.
Oh, I got one today too.
Whew.
It's because there's a new feature on the
app. I thought I was going to say, do you know Ethan Millard? You know, I'd be like, no, Millard, they're tracing you. They got you.
They know where you are. That's coming from inside the house.
Right.
The Healthy Together app is integrating the yellow, green, orange, red.
Oh, I thought we were going away from the colors. Anyway.
Well, we're rolling down through the colors. What they've done is they've integrated on the map. So the map shows the colors for each of the cities and counties.
All right. Well, anyway, sorry to interrupt. I just thought I had the COVID. So currently don't have the COVID.
Well, RV renting makes a lot of sense to me in the coronavirus because you just have your little family there.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to go out and, and be around other people.
It's all the things that you want, including super, you know, it's you can do the thing where you have the family in there, and I love it. Driving an RV across states with my family has been some of the funnest trips we've ever had.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you that
gotta get that done.
Ethan, you don't have to get the big old RV. You could do the bumper pull that you pull. Oh, I was gonna say with your truck. Is this a bad time?
Yeah, thanks. No, this is great. This is going great. Let's talk more about the truck I had to give up.
Hold on. Can you tow it with the Honda Civic you guys have?
With the CRV? Yeah, sure.
Get one of those. You know those tiny. You know those tiny towing.
Little pop-up trailers.
Yeah, do one of those. So I'm just saying, this has gotten huge and it's massive. But here's the other thing that's happening: they're having a hard time. You're having a hard time booking where to go. But the great thing about these RVs is most of the time you can just go wherever and just find empty space, and it's perfect. Now, I will say this. As a seasoned RV user, You got to be – here's a couple things. You fill up that thing with water, you need to teach your family how to not use water very – you know, still use it very sparsely, all right?
Yeah.
And you're going to go to the grocery store and you're going to go, oh, we just need a couple things. Let me just tell you the number one and two things that you need in the RV. You need garbage bags and you need paper towels.
Mm.
Those things are going to be the main things you need in that RV or the bumper tow or whatever it is, because that's going to get you – because it gets messy in there quick, all right? And no shoes on the bunk bed.
If we've got a – we'd want a toaster oven.
Is that a – yeah, most of the time that's an option. Most of these things have microwaves. They have gas – they have
– let me tell you something.
Gas, grills, everything, man.
We cook – we cook most of our stuff in the toaster oven and the microwave.
Yeah.
So we rarely use the big full-size oven.
You could bake a breakfast cake in the oven, though, in the RV.
Oh, don't think we won't.
100% you guys could do it.
Yeah,
so
don't think
RV,
we won't.
So RV rentals are up massive. I want to bring something up about Disney, okay?
All right.
And it's about mask wearing, and so watch out. There might be some mask discussions. People are not happy that Disney is requiring masks in parks.
Why?
Ethan,
just be happy to be there, period.
Ethan, shh.
All right, all right.
Here's why.
Why?
It's another thing where you and I don't have to deal with people. Look, don't go, oh, yeah, man, you should boycott
it.
You got to boycott Disney, dude.
Don't go to Disney.
Never go to Disney.
No one go to Disney. They're having you wear masks. Who wants that?
Who wants that kind of noise?
Everyone stay home.
Mm.
Everyone stay home on the week of May. No one go. It's
I'm
not
telling
worth
you.
It.
See, you see what I'm saying? Like, I saw this headline and I felt...
Obama's trying to trick you at Disneyland.
Do you see what I'm saying? I know.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care who it is that gets kicked out of the park or doesn't go for whatever reason. It's one less person that's not there while I'm going, right? And so you gotta look at this the right way. Hey, strangers that are out there, if a place like, look, same thing with Costco. I've taken a new stance on this. If somebody goes, I'm not going to Costco anymore. I'm not going to Disney anymore. I'm like, do you know how many more hot dogs I can fit in my cart because you're not in there? Do you know how many churros I can have at Disneyland because you're not going to be there? I'm telling you.
Yeah, stay home
so
all
that's
day.
That's my new stance. When somebody does the whole thing where they want to argue about a private business and a mask, I'm not going to make it political at all. I'll go, yeah, dude, shut it down. Shut it down on that company.
Because we basically have been given this. This is the offer on the table. We can keep everything open, and we can protect ourselves from the virus at the same time. We can do all the things we want to do, and we can make sure that the virus stays under control. All we have to do is wear masks. And it's like, it feels like it was easier to get people to quit their jobs and stay home. That was easier than trying to get people. No, everything's the same. You just wear this mask. I'm frankly shocked at the controversy.
You have to have this as your new stance. That's a person that I don't need in that grocery store that I go to.
Yeah,
I don't need this person at Disney. I don't need if they want to fight not having the mask at a place and they're going to go, you guys, we should boycott fill in the blank. I'll go, you should. You should never go there. That's it. It's the end of it. And so, I don't know. That's my new stance on all those things. All right.
We should try that. We should do? We should do that to kind of get tourism under control, the national parks. We should, and maybe the state could even put some money behind this. Like, in addition to our great marketing campaign we've done with the Mighty Five, we should do a little shadow campaign, boycott Utah. It just gives people reasons to not come.
Yeah, don't show up. Now, we want to do it now. I mean, we want them to show up when it's time.
Yeah,
know?
But there's going to be a point at which,
yeah,
we you know, it's like kind of too many
to
people.
Hashtag boycott Utah is not what we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can see where you're going with that. But
we could piggyback on the Michael Jordan thing, on the pizza thing.
Oh, but yeah?
Don't come here.
Extra pepperoni.
We will poison you.
Wink. Extra
we
pepperoni.
We will poison you guys. We will poison you guys.
Some dude on ESPN this week was like, you know, those Mormons, dude, they talk one game and and then they poison your pizza. And he was dead friggin' serious on ESPN.
We're famous murderers.
It's like so funny that he was like, the Mormons, you know what they do? They lull you into false sense of security with your pizza.
And then
that's
bam.
When they get you. That's when they put drip, drip, drip. Food poisoning. Oh my goodness! All right, we're gonna take the break here. When we come back, we've got some health news I want to get to, And it's specifically about another sickness that people that have been rolling up here in the state of Utah. And I have the reason why. I know exactly why this is happening, this outbreak of this disease. And we can give you a way to avoid it. So stay with us. More to go. The Nightside Project continues. Oh, also in a few minutes, we're going to have you we're going to be reading some Jerry Sloan tributes. The coach, of course, passing away today as announced by the team at age 78. So we'll read some Jerry Sloan tributes as well. So stay with us. The Nightside Project continues on KISS on this radio.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.